The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, now the one I love belongs. Hello. To somebody else. She means her tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. Yes, the hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. Worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. I got you guys. My mic's cutting in and out. Can you hear that a little bit, Frankie?
You sound pretty good. Albert, you got
that right? Hello. Hello.
Yep.
There, if I lose you, I'm talking into this thing and my headphones went in and out. Oh, it's the headphones. I don't know if it's the mic.
Can we put
the new board in? Can
it's
I ask
headphones.
You that?
It's the headphones.
It's the
headphones. We can hear you loud.
It'd be my headphones.
Yes.
You
probably
hello,
loosened
is
up
this
a plug
on? Hello,
yeah,
is this
it's on?
On. Hey, it's Joe. It's Joe on the radio with Frank and Al, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, 8:07. Look at this already. January 7th. Do you take the tree down today? You take the tree down after the Epiphany, I think. Is that right? I heard Cardinal Dolan say something, Frankie, about it. It goes on to January 13th or something like that.
But oh, you know,
all intents and purposes, it's okay to take the tree.
Yeah, huh? I think you're supposed to
what
take
do you
it
think?
Down. On January 6th, which is the day of the Epiphany, which was yesterday.
That's right. That's right. So we could take everything down. I can't believe I got the lights up. I did the whole thing. I got the As Seen on TV lights with the ones that, you know, that dance on your house. I did that. Looks like little Christmas bugs, red and green bugs on the house. But it worked. It worked. And my blow-up Santa and everything comes down today, and we got it through. So I'm very, very happy about that. There's a lot going on. I always like to stay positive. Dr. Gorka is on the show today. Sebastian Gorka, Corey Lewandowski, Congressman Peter King coming up momentarily, and a lot to get into. And I like to keep it as positive as possible. But we are in day 17 of this government shutdown. What's going to happen? What do you do? How do you deal with it? Congressman King will break it down for us. This is America's third longest government shutdown. Grinds on. Today is day 17 of the shutdown that began December 22nd. President Trump continues to insist he wants $5 billion. I don't know why they could work this out, but they won't because it's Donald J. Trump. And you know, and I put up Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, President Clinton, Hillary Clinton, they all said the exact same thing that Donald Trump is saying about borders, about illegal immigration. But now when the president says it, they're going to go against it. And it is so childish. So now the president seems to want to say, look, we're not doing concrete. Now we're not doing concrete. We're doing steel. He wants the border there. And now the Democrats want to talk about other ports of entry. Sure, that's great. Let's just talk about it. And Frankie, there it seems to be like it's a childish game down there in Washington. And I don't know where this ends, when this ends, because the president's not going to back down. Most of America wants some sort of border security, certainly. But the Democrats are so heck-bent on taking down this president, they don't want to give him even a marginal victory in any regard. And I don't know how this plays out, Frankie.
Well, you're exactly right. It's very uncertain because, as you mentioned, the Democrats are now in control of the purse strings, right? So now that they control the House, it becomes very difficult to see how the president gets the wall. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer seem completely unwilling to do some sort of a grand bargain. One of the congressmen that I heard yesterday said, all right, why don't we just fund the government for another month or so? And this way it forces us to negotiate with the president. And this way we can get all these people back to work. In the meantime, the president doesn't seem to be up for something like that. It seems wall or bust. So we'll see where it goes. I have a tough time seeing this come to an end anytime soon.
Yeah, I totally agree. Frankie Five Bros right there. So I didn't, first of all, let me just cover the issues of the day. And it's great to have you with us. And thank you and happy Monday. And hopefully your weekend went good. I did all my daddy deals and responsibilities. You know, I went out, had a great time. My big son, Joey, was up, had a great time with my kid. You know, for me, I'm such a dork that my kids never grow up, right? They're always my buddies, always with me. And we just had a great weekend, and we hope you did too. But I wanted to acknowledge this, and it is some of the bad news that I always have to address coming before this microphone. It is our duty and our responsibility that we lost a New York City firefighter last night, Stephen Pollard, 30 years young, 30 years young, and our hearts go out to the Pollard family. You know, it was a he was called to the scene of a two-car accident in the westbound lane of the Belt Parkway on the Mill Basin Bridge just east of Flatbush Avenue. This is according to Commissioner Nigro. And Mr. Pollard arrived on the eastbound span of the parkway, which is separated from the westbound span. And there's a 2 to 3 foot gap that Stephen Pollard fell through. And he was taken to Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, where he was pronounced dead. So our hearts go out to the Pollard family. It's a heartbreak, too, because the family is a family of firefighters. His father and brother were both New York City firefighters. And to Commissioner Nigro, the FDNY, and to the Pollard family, our hearts go out. Also, you know, we lost another police officer. I don't know what is going on with this assault on law enforcement. And if you're a police officer in New York, we were talking about the New York State Police, the New Jersey State Troopers, whatever you do, let me say thank you. Let me say thank you. And I suggest to you, as you walk down the streets of New York and you see the tactical command, you know, maybe with their weapons, maybe standing there, a regular cop, just say thank you, because there's an assault on law enforcement. And now we're losing law enforcement, and another cop got killed in Provo, Utah. And it's just inexcusable how this happens and why it keeps happening. This gentleman's name is the Provo police officer was Joseph Shimmers. And he went after like this fugitive or something, man. And the fugitive shoots back another police officer down last night. Inexcusable. Like, and I'm telling you what, that's another thing. When I talk about the country and how I address the issues of the country and what's happening, before you know it, I don't want to make this a political situation when you lose a police officer, but when you lessen the integrity and the power and the what's the word I'm looking for, just the respect of law enforcement, and that's what's happening. All they do is the new people that come in to Congress now, the progressive socialists that are trying to take over the country now, I don't see them back the United States military, and I don't see them back law enforcement. Am I wrong in that? And you can call and tell me if I'm wrong. But I'm just feeling the progressives do not want law enforcement. Everything the police do is wrong on the progressive side. And if you lose law and order in this country, what do we have? You're going to have this. People are emboldened to attack police officers. You know, and it starts with, don't get me started on this, but it starts with you allow somebody to wear socks who's a professional athlete that depict police officers as pigs, and you accept that, and you stick up for that, and you make that individual a spokesperson for your company, then you inflame the fringe, like I always say, to feel to feel like they have a right to go after law enforcement. As simple as that sounds, it starts right there, the disrespect of law enforcement. And everything's got to change. It's, again, a part of that, I keep telling you about the sovereignty of the country slipping away, man. They're trying to take it away. And I'm not being melodramatic. Look what's happening in Congress. Look who's coming into Congress. Look what they're doing, the disrespect, the names they're calling this president. You think President Trump uses language? You hear what the left is using now? How they go in there? And I'm telling you, they want to change. They're going to change our laws. They're going to change our ways. I'm not overreacting here. Piscopo in the morning. It's 8:14 right now. Congressman King will join us. But again, not to get melodramatic, but also when I watch the award show, like the Golden Globes, I'm upset Gaga didn't win. Gaga should have won everything for Star is Born. I'm just saying, and I'm prejudiced because she's Italian and she's from Queens. You know, they're with the Columbus Citizens Foundation, you know, the Germanotte family. So we appreciate everything. She won for the song. That was it. Then, and I don't know, Frankie, if this just made the news, Christian Bale goes in. And listen, no Dick Cheney fan here. No W fan here. I understand it. But the one thing, as a matter of fact, I couldn't be more politically opposed to the way I couldn't be more politically opposed to the George W. Bush administration. But you know what? He was president. You know what? It wasn't malice. It was just a mismanaged administration. And I feel the same way about the Barack Obama administration. But I'm not going to go on national television and disrespect it to the regard that they do in Hollywood. Why do they feel, Frankie, that it's their responsibility in Hollywood to say something negative? Always, you know, always about, it's always about the conservatives, or it's always about somebody who's a Republican, never about, you know, anybody who's a progressive socialist who really is the danger of the country. Did you see that last night, Frank?
Yeah, I watched a good portion of the ceremony yesterday, and for the most part, it was pretty apolitical. They didn't really, uncharacteristically, remember last year at this time, everyone was touting Oprah as a presidential candidate because of her speech yesterday and her remarks, but it was actually, I mean, I love these award shows. I'm such a sucker for these award shows. But it was actually pretty boring, both in terms of the entertainment aspect of it, and there were very little hijinks. The one exception to the apolitical nature of the evening was Christian Bale, who won an award for playing Dick Cheney in the film Vice, which I haven't seen yet, but his performance has been heralded. And very odd. I mean, I could play you the audio if you want it, but it was very odd in that he thanked Satan for giving him the inspiration to play this role. As far as I know, and I've been watching these award shows my whole life, this is the first time, you know, Jesus ends up getting thanked a lot at these award shows, but this is the first time that I've ever seen Satan thanked in one of these award shows.
Even I haven't thanked Satan.
Exactly. You know, so the reaction has been pretty interesting. Now, the Church of Satan put out a statement saying that to us, Satan is a symbol of pride, liberty, and individualism, and it serves as an external metaphorical projection of our highest personal potential. As Mr. Bale's own talent and skill won him the award, this is fitting. Hail Christian, hail Satan. That's what they're saying. Liz Cheney, the vice president's daughter, who's now a member of Congress, she was not at all pleased. So she tweeted a link to an article from about 10 years ago with some assault allegations about Christian Bale, saying Satan probably inspired him to do this too. Assault allegations were dismissed a decade ago, but it's getting a decidedly mixed reaction. And again, maybe people have a longer memory than me. This is, I believe, the first time in the 75-year history of the Golden Globes that we've ever seen Satan thanked in an acceptance speech.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff. I didn't watch it. And Gaga just never, I thought for sure she would be running away with, Best Actress and Bradley Cooper as well for The Star Is Born, but that wasn't the case.
You know what? That movie is a remake of a remake of a remake. And, you know, not to take anything away from Lady Gaga, you know, she's done a phenomenal job in it. Bradley Cooper did a great job in it, directed it as well. But I guess they felt that Bohemian Rhapsody was the better of the two movies, since Bohemian Rhapsody is essentially, it's a new film. I mean, it's obviously the biopic about Freddie Mercury, but a lot more people seem to resonate from that. So, I mean, it's a shame. They have them up at the front table where they gave the first award out. So they're right there, and they're sitting there the whole night, basically, not winning anything. And it's kind of, you know, okay, sorry. Thanks for coming and sitting in the first row. The other thing that people were commenting about was certain people's speeches. You know, oh, they sounded like they were drunk. Did they not notice the bottles of champagne that were sitting on the table? The whole point of the Golden Globes is to encourage these actors and actresses and directors and stuff to drink.
One of the people acknowledged that. One of the people that was a presenter, I think, acknowledged how drunk they all were.
Right. But, you know, that's the point. They're all sitting there drinking and eating, and then they get up on stage late in the night, and they're giving these, you know, speeches that sound, you know, ridiculous, but it's because they're bombed. I mean, come on. And the other thing was Christian Bale, his accent. People were surprised he's not American. Everyone has known that this guy is an actor from, what is he, Scottish, English? Whatever, he's from England. I know he's from England. But, I mean, come on, like, enough already. The guy,
I know. And especially when they're from another country and then they criticize us. I always have a problem with that. Hey, it's Joe of the radio. Albert is here. Frankie's here. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Congressman Peter King will join us. What's going on with the shutdown? 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio. Right now, Brandi Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got a very messy ride on the Cross Island northbound side. You want to watch out for an accident over by Belmont Park. That's got you hitting the brakes from the southern states. Southbound, we've got two lanes out with a hit. This is right by the LIE, not moving much there from Bell Boulevard. Northern Boulevard still closed from last week's construction accident. This is over by 114th Street. Grand Central, Whitestone, Van Wyck, all going to cost you extra time getting into that area. A lot of those ramps are closed right now. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, that's a very heavy ride. Richmond Ave to the inbound Verrazano. Heading inbound at the George, looking like 45 minutes upstairs. We do have an accident on the Cross Bronx eastbound over by Webster Ave, causing those delays. Lower level, a little bit better at 15 to 20. We've also got slowdowns at the inbound Lincoln and Holland of 20 minutes each. Alternate side in effect in New Jersey Transit, trains a half hour behind in and out of Penn. This report is sponsored by the TJ Martell Foundation. The TJ Martell Foundation, music's promise for a cure. To learn more, visit tjmartell.org. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne. And we are the owners of South Coast Tax. We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach. First, we'll take the time with you to understand what happened. Next, we'll analyze your situation. And finally, we'll take the proper steps to fix the issues permanently.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leading experts in acceptance of offer and compromise by the IRS with awesome results. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-3156 for a free consultation, and we will take the time to explain all the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start. So call us today at 1-800-TAX-3156, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-3156.
idea.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Congressman Peter King coming up momentarily, 8:24. One day we'll just leave the mic open and you'll hear what goes on in the break.
It'll be your last day.
No, we better not. Hey, it's a new year and a time for new resolutions. Well, I'm sure you've already made yours, going to the gym, spending more time with family, watching what you eat. But what about your family members? Is there someone you know that needs to make a resolution for an upgrade to a new career? Why not tell them about court reporting? It's a career with tremendous opportunity and flexibility. They can work in the court system. They can work in schools. Hey, they can even work from home. They can work as much or as little as they want, and their earning potential is fantastic. The National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and not enough reporters to fill them. Well, the NCRA is offering this free program called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. Sessions are being hosted right in New York City. Plaza College in Forest Hills, Queens, is the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Call Plaza College at 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or visit, please, plazacollege.edu to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
The boys. What do I do without my knuckleheads? Five Burrows in the house. Albert is here. Debbie's back tomorrow. Brandy Scott doing a great job. They're doing traffic this morning. It's Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Peter King will join us. Congressman Peter King will join us momentarily. What's going on with the shutdown? Do you care about the shutdown? Do you care about the wall? Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. Hey, let me jump to Paul real quick, if I can, Big Al. As we get to Peter King, we're going to reach out to Peter King. Now, Paul, I know you're a longtime listener, and I thank you for that, sir. What is on your mind this morning?
Hey, thanks, Joe. Just to let you know something about the epiphany. I mean, my grandparents came from old school. We, you know, my grandparents got kicked out by the commies in Russia, and part of the Greek Orthodox and Coptic Christians. This is a Julian calendar, so there's 365 days to the Julius Caesar calendar. Prior to this, there was a Gregorian calendar, which was with Constantinople. So today is actually December 25th for Christian Orthodox followers. Today is the birth of Christ on another calendar, and January 14th will be January 1st on that calendar, too.
Thank you.
Egyptian, Christian, Greek, any Christian Orthodox in anywhere toward the Constantinople, which is now Turkey, doesn't exist. But, you know, Merry Christmas again.
So is your family going to take it to January 13th, like Cardinal Dolan suggested? Is that what you're going to do? You leave the tree up to the 13th, are you?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have a shot of vodka for that day, but New Year's.
All right. Yeah, all right, man. Listen, we appreciate it. Thanks for your heads up. We're thinking usually the 6th is the when you end and you take everything down, right? And that's what we're looking at now. So, but Cardinal Dolan said, hey, it really goes on to the 13th of January. So, In any case, you know what? Merry Christmas. We hope Christmas was great. And we're into 2019, and now we have a shutdown. What's going to happen? Congressman Peter King has an idea. He is the Republican representing Long Island, doing a great job, a true public servant, and an all-around great guy. Peter King, welcome back to the show. Hey, Happy New Year, Peter. I haven't talked to you since the new year. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you. It was a good weekend. I got sworn in again for another term in Congress. I miss my friend, Dan Donovan, but I got sworn in. And the bottom line is, though, we have the government shutdown. We have to find a way to end it.
Yeah. What are you thinking? How are you surviving the shutdown, and where are we going from here, Congressman?
It's important, I think, for both sides to move away from their base. I support the wall. I think a wall is important. I wouldn't have shut the government down over it, but we did. So the fact is the government is shut down. The Democrats are being hypocritical because they voted for the wall in the past. They never said it was immoral. They wanted barriers. They wanted fencing. Some wanted a wall. But nobody objected to a wall in the past. There are very few made any any opposition to a wall in the past. Now Donald Trump wants it, so they're against it. On the other hand, so I think it's important for the Democrats to go forward and at least fund part of the wall. Now, there's so much on the table to be negotiated here if they want to make a deal. I think what the president should do is make an offer on the Dreamers to say that if construction begins on the wall, if the funding for the construction on the wall is authorized, approved, appropriated, then at that stage we can also give the Dreamers a permanent status here in the country. Well, and the people that are under here under what's called TPS, these are people who are actually invited into the country because of persecution back in their own countries to allow them to stay here. I mean, these are things which in the past have been agreed to by the president, just as the wall has been agreed to by the Democrats. So use this as an opportunity to get to make a deal here, because it's really unfair to innocent people. You people, on my block, I have an FBI agent. We have people working in various departments, Secret Service. They're not getting paid. They have nothing to do with this. I mean, there's 800,000 people, and 95% of them have nothing to do, and 90% have nothing to do with the border wall or construction, and yet they are not going to be paid. And a lot of them live paycheck to paycheck. So to me, we got to find a way to get around this. It's not just enough to sit back and, you know, Republicans criticize the Democrats, Democrats criticize Republicans, and both our bases are happy. And meanwhile, it's not, you know, nothing's getting done. So we have to really move the ball.
It's a good point you make, Congressman. And you were voted last year one of the most bipartisan, politicians down there. And we appreciate that so much. But see, Peter, we're going to tick off now the bases, because you want to go in. And I agree with that. President Trump, and correct me if I'm wrong, sir, went in and said, you know, let's do something with the Dreamers. Last year he said that. And then Chuck Schumer didn't want anything. And then I'm watching, and it almost came to some kind of cohesive agreement, and then it started going in. Then the right wing got crazy, Peter. The right wing went, and God bless them, the Freedom Caucus said, Mr. President, you're caving. They used the word caving. And the rest of us in the country are going, well, just make a deal. We can make some sort of deal. I mean, but the president went along with the quote unquote the base, and I appreciate him doing that, but correct me if I'm wrong here, Peter King, and I said this earlier, that this president did more for the Republican Party than since Ronald Reagan. I mean, he's the guy that he got the House, he got the Senate, and he's passing all this legislation. I'm not feeling love from the Republican Party to the president of the United States. Am I wrong here, Congressman King?
No, you're 100% right, and we have always said that nothing is more important than federal judges. He's appointed more federal judges in 2 years than any president in history, and they've been conservative Republican judges that he's appointed, including two superb selections for the Supreme Court. So, no, we can't let the Freedom Caucus have a veto power in our party, just like the Democrats should not be allowing the progressive left to have a veto power in their party. And I think you find the Democratic leaders, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they don't want to antagonize the left wing of their party, just like President Trump doesn't want to antagonize the Freedom Caucus. Well, we have to get beyond that, because, you know, there's maybe a solid 10% on each side is the Freedom Caucus, and 10% on the other side is the Progressive Caucus. But the reality is that most of the American people are, I believe, center-right, and they want an agreement here.
Yeah, so do you get along with Speaker Pelosi, by the way, Congressman?
Yeah, personally, I do. I mean, I've known Nancy Pelosi for quite a while, her husband Paul. I don't agree with her on almost any issue. I mean, she really is a San Francisco liberal. But having said that, she also believes in the institution. And I think right now she is pushing back on talk of impeachment. I think she wants to try to get the progressive wing under control in her party. And I think she wants to run the House as a traditional liberal. Now, that's not my style of politics. But she is someone that, in most cases, you can deal with. When the Democrats took over in 2006, President Bush was still actively engaged in Iraq, and she pushed back efforts from her party to bring about an immediate withdrawal from Iraq. She opposed the president's policy, but she also was responsible. So she acted in a responsible way. So Nancy Pelosi is someone that you can work with, but not if she's bound by this left wing of her party.
Yeah. So did you have you talked to I'm dying to know this, Peter, too, on a personal level, man. And you know, you're a regular New Yorker. So you're sitting with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you, I mean, and you're looking at, are we, listen, I like that she at least believes in what she says, as you know, as opposed as we are to everything that pretty much comes out of her mouth, though. And she seems like a nice gal. But have you had a chance to chat with this new member of Congress?
I really haven't. She was on the other side of the aisle. I saw her. I didn't get a chance to say hello to her. She's also in the same office building as I am. I'm on the third floor and she's on the second floor. So I'm sure we're going to bump into each other, and I'll certainly be cordial to her. She was elected. Give her credit for that. I certainly would strongly disagree with where she's coming from. Yeah. I mean, she's the, you know, the really, you know, that far left aggressive wing of the Democratic Party. But listen, she, you know, she got elected, and she certainly has a certain style, and she has, you know, strong ideas. Now, again, it's up to us as Republicans to have answers to those ideas and push back. But other than that, I don't believe in making her a villain, no.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should do a dancing video, Congressman. Do you ever think about that, doing a dancing
video? No, I have not thought of that. No, you have no idea what a disaster that would be.
I like that. Congressman.
Maybe somewhere in the Jersey Turnpike. You never know.
Yeah, maybe somewhere. Congressman, we always appreciate you being with us. Before we let you go, and on a much, much more serious note, two children died at the border, and they got a lot of attention. You were front and center. MS-13 hit Long Island hard. You tackled it. You brought the president. You brought the attorney general. You met this head on. Why are the Democrats more concerned politically about what's happening at the border as opposed to what's happening within our communities in the United States, sir?
You know, what's happening here in the communities, again, was it was terrible. Since President Trump has gotten involved. And also, let me give tremendous credit to the Suffolk County Police, Nassau County Police. But we had had 24 murders in 18 months. And since President Trump has gotten heavily involved with strong cooperation of the local police and the FBI and Homeland Security, there has not been one murder in Suffolk County. There's been one in Nassau County. And that's one in the last almost 2 years. And there have been 24 in the previous 18 months.
Yeah, you're doing a great job out there, Peter. We support you. We appreciate it. And we never take for granted how you jump on the show, Congressman King. God bless you. Happy New Year. Love to the family. And please come back soon, sir.
And I found a good character with this for you. Travis Palmentieri says you're the best guy.
There you go, man. A guy from the Bronx. We love it.
You
can chat with the best.
Thank you. Jersey. What more can you want?
thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it very much, Congressman. Yes, sir. Congressman Peter King right down there in Washington. Piscopo in the morning, 836 right now. 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
27 degrees and 837. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A one-time aide to former Governor Christie involved in the Bridgegate scandal backing down from efforts to appeal his conviction. NJ.com reporting that Bill Baroni, the former deputy executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, is looking to have the district court impose a sentence so he can begin serving under that decision. Meanwhile, co-defendant Bridget Ann Kelly, who served as Christie's deputy chief of staff, is still seeking a legal challenge before the appellate court. Her attorney says she'll take her challenge as far as the Supreme Court if necessary. According to a judge, New York City cannot implement a new law cracking down on home-sharing business operations like Airbnb. The law, set to go into effect next month, requires Airbnb and similar companies to give the city detailed data on listings and addresses of hosts. The judge says this would violate constitutional rights against illegal searches, so this puts a hold on the new law until the lawsuit Airbnb filed plays out. Advocates for the law say the home-sharing companies are turning apartments and homes into illegal hotels. In sports, NFL playoffs, Chargers over the Ravens 23-17. The Eagles beat the Bears 16-15. Nets win their third straight, this time against the Bulls, 117-100. The Rangers, they were shut out by the Coyotes 5-0. Golden Knights skated past the Devils 3-2. And as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall's seven-game win streak snapped. They lost to DePaul 75-74. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Hey there, good morning, guys. A much better ride on the Cross Bronx. Making your way eastbound toward Webster Ave. Accident just cleared out of the way. All lanes now open there. We still have two lanes blocked, though, on the southbound side of the Cross Island, right by the LIE. That's because of a crash. You're inching by from Bell Boulevard. Northbound collision over by Belmont Park just moved out of the way. Traveling in New Jersey, pretty rough out there. Route 4 westbound, we've got an accident by Forest Ave. That's got you hitting the brakes from Hackensack Ave. Southbound 287, another one by Exit 10 in Piscataway. Parkway northbound side, we've got a crash there by exit 139. That's taking out at least one lane. Hudson River crossings inbound at the George. Delays starting to ease about 35 minutes on the upper. Lower level running at about 20. Inbound Lincoln and Holland still 20 minutes apiece. Alternate side in effect. And New Jersey Transit trains a half hour in and out of Penn Station. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon, close to 35 degrees for the high. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Joe Piscopo here asking, are you tired of dealing with dummies? Well, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota with no hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager, prides himself on his low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. Listen to my show every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. because you'll never know when Route 22 Toyota will be giving me the go-ahead to give away free things like a multi-point inspection and oil change with filter to the first five callers. Call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. Experience how one caring family in the car business is out to change the entire car business by offering you the smarter way to buy a car and more. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West, Hillside, New Jersey. Or at Route22Toyota.com. All European makes excluded.
Tuesday night, the St. John's Red Storm head to Villanova to take on the Wildcats. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:40, tip-off at 7. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 841-877-970-2999, if you choose to chat on the radio. Can I tell you about the Bramnick Law Firm? You know, if you've been in an accident, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case, or you're confused because you don't know what to do, we invite you to call the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, Mr. Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis, no recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home. If you have a personal injury claim, you know, look at this. And 7 days a week, they're there. You can call 7 days a week to get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. Here is the number for the Bramnick Law Firm, please. 877-423-4878. 7 days a week, you can call 877-423-4878, or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows Morano and Al Gattulo. Debbie's back tomorrow. Brandy Scott in doing traffic. Joe Lundberg has the weather. We got it all for you. You're welcome to call at 877-970-2999. Love having you with us. It's 8:42 right now. Corey Lewandowski will join us next hour. Former campaign manager for Donald J. Trump, author of the book Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. That's from Corey Lewandowski. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is one of our favorite people, now part of the Salem Media lineup. 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Gorka's Fox News national security strategist, author of that book, Why We Fight, and host of America First, which is heard every afternoon, 3 p.m. right here on The Answer. And we're very excited to tell you that Dr. Gorka will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we got a lot to get into this morning. So, and I see all of the news breaking and all of the terrible news, and we try to break everything. Then we try to lighten it up a little bit. And the story now is Al going down. And this is very interesting to Frank and I. Al sees no problem. He's going down to see a platonic friend. He's going down all the way down to Red Bank from northern Jersey down to Red Bank, New Jersey, to see a platonic friend. Is that okay? Is your wife going to allow you to see a female platonic friend? Is that this? I can't get my hands around this. But Al says it's no problem. So he says to his wife, stay with me on this just for a second. And forgive me, and then we'll get to the news of the day. Believe me, we got a lot to get into, but there's so much noise. Let me just, if I may, lighten it up with your permission, okay? So Al goes, okay, honey, I'm going to see a platonic friend. Have you seen this friend recently, Al?
No, I have not. And I didn't say it to her, honey, I'm going to see this platonic friend. That's not how it works.
Well, what do you say?
I say, Jennifer, I'm going to go out to dinner on Thursday night. I'm going to see my friend Margaret, who I haven't seen in a while. We're going to dinner in Red Bank. That's it. Right.
And she said, okay.
It's a statement. There's no okay. There's no asking permission.
But if she goes, I'm going to see my friend Sven. Let's say I'm going to see Sven.
Yeah, because I've never heard of Sven. And I'm wondering why she's going to hang out with a Swedish guy.
Well,
so there's a difference.
Frankie, am I wrong here?
No, you know, again, I think the best thing we can do for Al is not continue to talk about this, because clearly if his wife does happen to be listening this morning.
No, she doesn't. She's not.
She's not.
I know. Well, sometimes. But she's going to get wise that Al's trying to pull one over on her. You are. It's fine. When we started 2 hours ago talking about this, I was kind of joking around. Yeah. Now I'm actually worried that we're going to blow up your spot here. So
this is the same guy who's getting married and has to invite 350 guests who won't be able to afford it.
How did you know that?
Come on. Listen, I have sources.
No, boy,
You know, Frank, I don't know what you're going to do about your guest list.
This is a guy who before he got engaged brought an alternate girlfriend to events. This is what he said. My alternate girlfriend.
Do you see the difference between what I do and what you're doing?
I'm
telling you. Because I bring her to events with many people. So you have a built-in chaperone. I'm not going out to dinner individually with her three cities away.
It's a good point, Al. The man has a point, Al.
Yes,
I will bring.
I do.
I will. The next time we have an event, I will bring a platonic friend with me. How's that?
No. I don't care. Makes no mistake. I'm not married.
I know you don't care, Frank. Yeah. But for Joe, I'll do it for Joe.
You guys are just so much smarter than I am.
Yeah.
What do you mean smarter? I'm not trying to pull wool over anybody's eyes.
I would have went with a platonic friend. I would be married with a child in about 6 months. You know, I mean, it's be like, you
know, God forbid, that's another payment. Come on. You don't want to do that.
I'm just – because I'm careful.
The brilliance of Al, Joe, you're right, is having his mother live nearby this rendezvous location. I covered a mafia trial one time, and the person that was on trial would have meetings at the hospital where his brother worked as a nurse.
Good, yeah.
So he would
compare
go to the hospital.
Crime.
I'm comparing the scenario.
Go ahead.
He would go to the hospital under the auspices of meeting his brother, spend maybe 5-10 minutes with the brother, and then spend hours meeting at the hospital with criminal cohorts. That's what Al has done. He's meeting with the mother on the way to Red Bank, and then he and Margaret, you know, have their romantic interlude, you know,
evening. It's two friends getting together who have known each other since kindergarten.
Yeah. Will there be alcohol involved?
I may have a beer. Yeah, I'm not going to drink that much. I have to drive back.
See, but every one of these things, you invite danger, right? As soon as it's just the two of you, that's strike one.
Right.
As soon as it's dinner rather than lunch or coffee, that's strike two.
Right.
Then you involve alcohol, you're done. Yeah. You got three strikes against you before you even go up to bat. And I met this woman, Joe.
No, you haven't.
I think I did. Well, so let me tell you.
Referring to somebody else.
Let me tell you about this woman, Joe, if it's the person that I remember. It was about 10 years ago. But this woman has children, right?
Yeah, right. And grandchildren.
So, right. So she wanted to know who her son was text messaging. So she gets the lawyer that she works for to get a court order to allow her to access the phone records. Now, this is a woman that's not messing around, okay? She
how do you know all this?
Well,
how
because.
Yeah, I don't know this story.
Oh, no,
so this is a different
story.
Person.
No. I know exactly who this woman is. And let me tell you something, Joe. Al is in trouble here. And so
wow.
I think the best thing we can do
this
for
this is
Al,
a great novel because this no, is not true.
It is
fake
every
news.
Word of what I'm saying is true. And this is based on sworn testimony.
Far more interesting sworn. Than yes. any shutdown of the government.
Really?
That's right.
I'm even intrigued that I'm supposedly involved in it.
No. Trust me, Joe. The best thing we can do for Al is not.
Oh, hey, look out. God forbid.
No, you see, this is. Okay, see, here's the difference between. Wait, here's the difference between Frank Morano.
Can we go to Charlie real quick?
Wait, this is the difference between Frank Morano and Joe Piscopo. No, Frank is genuinely concerned for my marriage.
That's right.
Joe wants to see me divorced because he loves the misery. That's what it is, right? Am I right or wrong?
Even Joe had too much of this.
Wow.
Are you there, Joe?
Joe?
I think we might have lost Joe.
All right. Well, understandable. All right. Well, fortunately, we have Brandy Scott.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Some heavy slowdowns making your way inbound at the Verrazano Bridge. That's because of an accident on the inbound Gowanus over by Fort Hamilton Parkway. Your stop and go across the span from the Staten Island side. BQE eastbound, that's packed from Bedford Ave as you make your way toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Belt westbound, you want to watch out for an accident over by Rockaway Boulevard. That's got you stop and go from Erskine Street. Some heavy delays at the Midtown Tunnel. About a 15-minute wait making your way to the Manhattan side from Van Dam Street. Southbound Cross Island, still have that crash taking out two lanes over by the LIE. Traveling in New Jersey, 280 in Newark eastbound, you want to watch out for a collision by MacArthur Highway. That's got the right lane blocked. 1 and 9 northbound, we've got another crash there just after Manhattan Ave. At the Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, 20 to 25 on both decks. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, about a 20-minute wait. Alternate side in effect today. And New Jersey Transit train, 6 cancellations this morning. Also a 30-minute wait in and out of Penn Station. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher just sees things working under President Trump.
Americans are talking about the crisis at the border in a way that we've never talked about it before. We're having a conversation about all of this in a way that we never had in the past and in a way that we never would without the election of Donald Trump, without his impetus, without his leadership.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That's a quote from Ronald Reagan. Hi, I'm Larry Elder. Reagan showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan and can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have an email, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. But thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send. And they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. ReaganPrivacy.com.
Mom always used to say, you are what you eat, and she was right. But who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something. Drink Super Beets. Super Beets is a circulation superfood. Just one glass a day helps give you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is this important to you? It's all about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking good-for-you superfoods helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core level. Professional and college athletes trust Super Beets to help them be their best, and you should too. Go to elderbeets.com and try Super Beets for yourself. And right now you get an additional 30-day supply of Super Beets for no additional cost with your first order, plus free shipping. Go to elderbeets.com today or call 800-996-3406. 800-996-3406.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
A couple of minutes before 9 o'clock, it's the Piscopo in the Morning show. Joe is so distraught over Al and his forthcoming meeting with his platonic friend that he is taking a minute to repair his microphone, which we're working on getting up and running again because it's malfunctioning. We'll have weather in just a moment. You want to comment on Algate? You're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. A big day news-wise, as we've been telling you, we're in day 17 of the government shutdown. Football playoffs have been happening, and we've been talking about the Golden Globes last night, including Christian Bale's pretty remarkable shout-out to Satan in his acceptance speech for playing Dick Cheney in the movie Vice, which I haven't seen yet. And it's gotten pretty good reviews, although one of our listeners just wrote to me before. He said, don't waste your time or money. It's a horrible movie about a horrible person. So that being the case, we'll see how the rest of the critics go into award season. This was Christian Bale last night. This is what he said, the more controversial aspect of his remarks.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
Not only kind of disrespectful, but not that funny. I mean, you'd think he'd have something a little bit more comprehensive prepared. One thing that was pretty interesting that I saw is that there's this one airline which is reforming the way that they deal with service animals. United Airlines is banning emotional support animals on long flights. So starting today, emotional support animals are not going to be allowed on United flights longer than 8 hours. The airline says it's putting in the ban after what it calls an increase in onboard incidents with the animals. You know what? I have mixed feelings about this here because if you have a seeing eye dog or something that's that's important to your functioning, I think you should absolutely be able to bring that pet wherever you want. The emotional support animals, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, there's no doubt that they do play a pretty important role with a lot of people, veterans that have dealt with PTSD and things like that. I don't know, Joe. Could you get Otis passed on as an emotional support animal?
He's too big. You know what? Except he's very, very docile, my dog. I have a big Bernese Mountain dog, and it's gigantic. And could I get him on? He's too big. I mean, is there a size requirement on these flights?
I mean, who's to say, right? If you need him for emotional support, it doesn't matter.
I don't buy the emotional support thing at all. I think it's a bogus way to get your pets on the flight. And I'm a big dog fan. I am a dog guy.
No peacocks.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's where you're going to go. What's next? Joe Lumberg is with us at 8:56 right now. Joey, how are we doing weather-wise this morning? And a good morning to you and a happy new year.
It's cold. It's cold this morning. You know, the 20s. In fact, this is the coldest morning in the last 4 weeks in the tri-state.
Yeah. And so what's going on? Is it going to stay that way all week now?
It's going to get there again. We're going to warm up tomorrow, and in between is a little rain late tonight, and northern suburbs are probably going to see a period of freezing rain and sleet. So if you're driving in early tomorrow morning, you may find some icy bridges and things of that, but it's going to go away quickly. Tomorrow's highs mid to upper 40s. Then we see some sunshine and gusty winds on Wednesday, and that's the start of a colder trend that'll last into the weekend.
Oh, boy. All right, Joe Lumberg, stay off that bike for a little while, huh?
Maybe not.
Look at you. Joe Lumberg. We love you, Joey. Thank you so much. Joe Lumberg, our marathon man meteorologist right there, going into another big 24-hour bike ride in the spring. Unbelievable. Hey, can I grab Charlie Finch? Charlie, we got a couple seconds. I wanted to get you on the air, my friend. Appreciate you listening. What are you thinking about this morning, man?
Happy New Year, Joe. Listening to Rachel Five Felines yesterday on Murano in the morning. Murano is not going to be able to walk across the street without permission. She is a tough egg, and that is a good thing. Yep. Build the wall onward and forward.
All right. Thank you, Charlie Finch. Yeah, well, you know, we're talking about relationships, and can you indeed go have a platonic relationship with the opposite sex? Is that okay? Would you mind if your wife said to you, you said to your wife, I'm going down, I have a gal pal, and I'm going to dinner with her, and I'm going to go about a half hour
in another city.
And we're having dinner.
Same state.
I couldn't get that through any of my wives. I don't think at any time, you know?
I don't know about Frank not being able to walk across the street. He'd have to go get the bus.
I'm using all my relationship capital to get some second cousins invited to the wedding.
How many people now, do you think?
Oh, it's don't even ask. It's 600. It's out of control. It's out
you know
of
what
control.
You do? You sneak away, Frankie. I hate to say it.
Yeah, alone, man.
Maybe we'll do that.
If you sneak away. Otherwise, you're going to have to hit the whole radio family.
Oh, Joe, you have no idea.
I know. Well, I feel it for you.
I guess.
I want an invite.
And then you spend all that money, and then if it doesn't work out, you look back like I do. What was I thinking? But it's going to work out for you. I would say Vegas. Atlantic City, maybe.
Huh? That's an idea. That's an idea.
All right. Corey Lewandowski coming up. We're going to get into the serious news of the day with Dr. Sebastian Gorka as well on AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.